A particle is oscillating parallel to the x-axis with equilibrium position at the origin. At the initial moment, it is at the positive extreme. This particle can be associated with another particle going around a circular path, which completes one revolution in the same time as the oscillating particle for one oscillation. Radius of circular path is same as the amplitude of oscillation. Both the particles have the same x-coordinate at the initial moment. The angular position of the particle going around the circular path, defined with respect to the x-axis, is the phase of the oscillating particle. It is customary to choose the line of oscillation as the reference line for measuring the phase angle. Angular position can be defined with reference to any other arbitrarily chosen line. We now have two particles at the positive and negative extremes of their motion at the initial moment. Initial phase of the red particle is 0 and that of the green particle is 180 degrees. Phase difference between their oscillations is 180 degrees and remains constant as they oscillate because their time periods are equal. If you observe the oscillating particles, it's not obvious that there is some constant that can be associated with the difference in their states of motion. Positions, velocities and accelerations of the particles vary and their differences do not vary in any simple manner. It is only when the oscillations are associated with the particles go around the circle, this idea of a constant difference comes through. The red, green and yellow particles have initial phase of 0, 120 and 240 degrees. Green particle leads the red particle by 120 degrees and the yellow particle can be seen to lead the red particle by 240 degrees or lag behind it by 120 degrees.